Hi, this is Paul Sackett's Good News Planet. This month is the National Sickle Cell Awareness Month, and I'm speaking to Montpillier Don, a mother who's caring for three children who have SCD. Good morning, Montpillier. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having us.
And we're fortunate to be also joined by Beverly Francis Gibson, the president and CEO of Sickle Cell Disease Association of America. Good morning, Ms. Gibson. How are you?
I am well. Thank you, Paul.
Okay, good. I'm actually in a doctor's office just because I had to take care of something this morning. And it's not good to be in a doctor's office. And how do you deal with certain things in this regard? What is it, sickle cell? Oh, man, sickle cell pneumonia or something. I don't know. I don't really know much about sickle cell. What is sickle cell?
Well, sickle cell disease is basically when someone is born with their red blood cells, instead of being round and flexible and going through the blood vessels smoothly, their red blood cells take on the form of a sickle. And so they don't have enough oxygen going to the rest of their bodies. And that sickle shape, those sickle cell shapes, they cause complications within the body. That's essentially what separates you and I from a sickle cell patient.
Okay. And your organization does what, and how are you helping others to learn more about this concern?
Paul, the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America works in concert with other groups in the country, for example, the Sickle Cell Speaks campaign, to raise awareness about sickle cell disease in the United States and help families who are looking for resources find what they need.
Okay, all righty. Montpillier, so kind of you to share your own family's personal situation with us and all our listeners. Tell us a little bit about how you learned that your children, and do I have this right, you have three children with sickle cell, is that right?
Yes, yes, Paul. All three of my daughters, two of whom are teenagers and a 10-year-old, they all have sickle cell disease. And for us, it was caught at birth. This country does do newborn screening. That's one way that people find out, well, that's the way that people find out that they have the disease in this country.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry if I hope this isn't awkward. And yourself and your husband or whoever, do you have sickle cell?
I have the sickle cell trait. I have the sickle cell trait, and my children's father, I'm not married. Both of us have the sickle cell trait, which is what has to exist for a child to have the disease. There's a lot of misconceptions and stigmas that's associated with sickle cell. And one of those misconceptions, sadly, is that the disease skips generations. So if you have, if you're having children and, you know, the first one has the disease, that the others won't have the disease. And that is a misconception that needs to be dispelled, because I am here as a mother who has had three live births, and all three of them have the sickle cell disease. And that's because if mom and dad both have the disease, with every pregnancy, there's a 25% chance that that child will have the disease.
Is there a cure for either one of you, Ashley? Is there a cure for sickle cell? Is there anything you can do maybe prior to even having a child? Is there anything if you have that trait in you?
Well, currently there are two medications on the market in the United States for sickle cell disease. We are hopeful that in the next decade there will be more therapies available for sickle cell patients in the United States.
And do both? I'm sorry.
I was going to just piggyback off of Beverly and say hopefully one day a universal cure. We're very optimistic about that.
So, Beverly, tell us some of the latest great research that's out there that's happening.
Sickle Cell Speaks, which is a campaign that we are a part of, is in partnership with Global Blood Therapeutics. And the Sickle Cell Speaks campaign is intended to not only raise awareness about sickle cell disease, but to provide information about therapies and resources for anyone in your community that's looking for information. We also have a Facebook page, and we're encouraging your listeners and viewers to also like our Facebook page, which is at Sickle Cell Speaks.
Uh-huh. Okay. You're breaking up a little bit, Beverly. I hope that it's clear down there on the recording, because it's a little bit hard for me to hear. Beverly, how'd you get into this area of health?
I decided to get involved with sickle cell disease because I have a cousin that died from sickle cell disease when I was in high school, and no one in my family talked about his death or the reasons why. And so for me, it is personal that we get the word out, we raise awareness, and we encourage people to learn more about sickle cell disease. So please encourage your viewers, your listeners, to be a part of the sicklecellspeaks.com effort to raise awareness about sickle cell disease.
What it just struck me, I said sickle cell pneumonia, but it's sickle cell anemia. Is that right? Is that something I've heard in my life?
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. It's actually used. The words sickle cell disease and sickle cell anemia are actually used transferably.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because you become anemic?
Yes. Yes.
And is that one of the signs of having it?
It is one of the signs, but there are actually additional complications, which are typically pain, fatigue, organ damage. And as a result, we encourage your participants to check us out on sicklecellspeaks.com for more information and our Facebook page as well. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Matilda, just quickie. Okay. Your children are okay? I mean, they have to do something special to live a happy life?
Well, in spite of sickle cell, and it is a challenging life that we find ourselves in, we do everything we can to make sure that they're bubbly selves and they're just your typical teenagers, but they do struggle and battle with this disease, and, you know, and it affects all of them differently. And, you know, we never think about children having strokes, Paul, but my 7-year-old had a stroke. And so we're just doing everything we can to bring awareness to this disease. And Sickle Cell Speaks is giving us that opportunity to do so.
And one of the greatest things is to be on mine and the others, but far larger than mine, broadcasts, because that makes more people aware, makes more maybe money goes into research and development. And it's all good news. One last question. What is peace for each one of you? What does peace mean? We're very involved with world peace.
Well, for me, you know, sickle cell is my life. So for me, peace is my babies waking up in the morning pain-free and getting on the bus to go to school. That is a peaceful day.
And for me, peace means that we're living in a world, in a community, where sickle cell patients aren't dying needlessly from a silent disease and a silent killer.
All right. I love you both. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on. Good news. Take care.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you.